Talking with James Kunin about his wonderful book, Diary of a Company Man, Losing a Job, Finding a Life. You say you were given the chance to find the work that lets you be you. And we should have you talk a little bit about the fact that you were doing some of this work while you were still corporate, in terms of teaching, in terms of helping others. But this really kicked into gear when, well, you didn't have an office to go to every day.
Right. I had been volunteering for years. I taught Soviet immigrants to get ready for the citizenship test back when there was a Soviet Union. Shows you how far back that goes. And I worked with the Arab American Association in Brooklyn. I worked with the International Rescue Committee with refugees, always to teach people English. Right? I didn't realize how what a poor job of it I was doing until after being laid off by Time Warner. I went to school for a program and learned a little bit about how you really should teach people English as a second language. And then, doing it, I love it. You know, I some people have a calling, and I envy them. For the book, I interviewed a fellow who works at MapQuest. And he, when he was 5 years old, he stumbled into a box, probably literally stumbled into a box full of National Geographics, opened it up, looked at a map, and never looked back. That's what God put him on earth to do. For many of us, if that call is coming in, it's, you know, maybe we don't have call waiting and we're not picking up. You know, we don't know. We can't hear it. And so life is a long series of groping and trying this and that and the other thing. And finally, you have something where there's no distance between who you are and what you're doing, and you feel like you are fully you. And that's what I think is meaningful work.
As we discover, you have now, since being sort of pushed under the old bus, you've had an opportunity to expand on your work teaching people. And just give us one story. There are many that you focus on in Losing a Job, Finding a Life. One story of what you feel is the warmth and the happiness of doing what you're doing, seeing the results. There are so many examples of teaching English, hearing about their citizenship, passing their tests. Want to share a story with us, Jim?
Sure. I teach English as a second language at LaGuardia Community College to adults at night. That's in Queens, New York. And, for example, my phone rang at home, and I picked it up, and it's Reggie, whose actual name is Rex Hap, who's a refugee from Kosovo. And he tells me that he passed the citizenship test. And he said to me, "You give me power." You know, I had given him the strength, in his view, to achieve something that he didn't think he could achieve. He kept saying, "I'm not going to be able to do this." And I said, "Well, actually, you are. 100% certain you are." And when a person becomes a citizen, it's tremendous. Another example, if I can give you another example,
please.
Adam Noor is from a refugee from Darfur, and two of his brothers were killed by the Janjaweed. He managed to escape, and he's working here, and he wants to be a nurse. I mean, right now he's working at McDonald's, but he wants to be a nurse. And he is working for, when he got his GED, I was thrilled. Now, when you got your high school diploma, Jordan, were you thrilled, or did you feel like, well, that's nice, but, you know, that's what one does.
That's right? What one does, exactly.
Yeah. And so things that we just are walking down a well-trod path, wondering what it's all about, if you're working with new immigrants who are so courageous, so determined, that it's like, for me, it's like helping my own grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that thrilling. So now life is full of challenge and exciting.
I'm talking here again with James Kunin of Diary of a Company Man, Losing a Job, Finding a Life. And if you do take away anything from this, and I think this is the key point I really want you to make with us, because there's so many people listening throughout the country late night who have had problems at losing gigs, being downsized, losing money, not getting a raise, whatever it might be, that, yes, we need to put food on the table, obviously, but life is so much more than just punching the clock and being servant to the master, the corporate master. We need the corporations. God bless them. But what you point out is your life now has taken on new meaning, new sort of satisfaction that you weren't getting when you were in that high-rise building making pretty good money. And again, it's nice to be able to do both. But if you can't do one, let's look at the option doing the other.
Right. I mean, I do want to note so that people aren't, you know, throwing the radio through the window. That, look, if you're losing your home, if you're running through your savings, if you can't afford medical care, this is not a golden opportunity. Okay? And I'm talking about, and you're talking about, Jordan, people who are fortunate enough to be able to, you know, right, meet the necessities, and now they can look around and say, well, I'm not, you know, in my corporate cubbyhole anymore, and I can't go back. Especially if you're over 55, you probably can't go back. You're too young to retire, but you're too old to hire. And for people like that, I want to stress that we often say, as you just did, we say that we've been downsized. You know, I use that word, but I caught myself now. I realized, wait a minute, think about that. I haven't been downsized. The company's been downsized. You haven't. People feel diminished. They feel smaller, because they don't have the title they had, the job position, the whatever other things went with the job. And they feel, not to mention the fact that they've probably been insulted and degraded when they were thrown under the bus. But they feel downsized. But no, you're not smaller. The company's smaller. Mm. Now's an opportunity to stand up, stretch out, and maybe become fully you. Find out what that means.
Yeah. There's one little story we'll conclude with. Many wonderful observations through your diary and through your approach to life post job loss. And one of them occurs in December of 2010. You say you're grateful for the wisdom and good cheer of Jacob, one of the sales clerks at Court Street Office Supplies. And this is a tiny little story, but do you recall what I'm talking about here?
I certainly do.
But you just, we'll conclude with this. Just share that story, because it means so much to me, because life is how you look at it. Please.
Well, you know, I'm such a dinosaur that I keep my appointments in an actual physical book. It's a red book called A Standard Diary.
I do the same thing, by the
way. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it never crashes, and if you drop it on the ground, it doesn't break. But I got the same exact book year after year, and I have like 25 of them lined up on a shelf. My whole life is there. And I went into the Court Street Office Supply to get my one for the following year, and they didn't exist anymore. They just weren't made anymore. There was something similar, but much bigger, and it's just not the same. And I lamented to Jacob, the fellow at the cash register, that I'd been keeping a diary in this exact book for 25 years. And he said, he shrugged his shoulders, and he said, so you'll use this new book for the next 25 years.
It's a great story, because, hey, your attitude can change on a dime when someone, an angel, comes along and points it out to you. And this guy had, as you point, that rabbinical sense of philosophy that makes all the sense to the world. I would also recommend this book, not just for people like you and me and the rest of the world. I want corporate people who are in positions of power to take a look at this. Much like the movie Up in the Air, which I'm sure you're familiar with, George Clooney, a few years ago. It's very important, I think, for people in that corner office to know the other side of the coin. I'm sure many of them are sensitive to it, but I think this will be a good learning experience for them as well.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I hope those people in the corner offices will go to diaryofacompanyman.com and they can find out more about it.
And James Kunin, K-U-N-E-N. The book is Diary of a Company Man, Losing a Job, Finding a Life. James, best of luck to you. My best to your lovely wife, whom I know, and continued success.
Thank you very much, Jordan.